How are you?
I'm good, man, Cal. Great to talk to you guys.
Wonderful, wonderful. God, the last time I saw you were with Davy Jones.
Indeed. In fact, we did only, I think, 3 shows, and Davy passed about 3 weeks before we were supposed to do our only show together. And I dedicated, because I got to know his children really well, and his ex-wife. They call me Uncle David, which is really weird. But I loved him, and a lot of people didn't realize what a talent he really was and what a good human being he is. And anyway, I've got a new Christmas CD.
Wait. One quick thing I just want to say, because I just put it on my wall yesterday, and I've got a few guitars over the years, and yesterday it went on my wall. David Cassidy, Davy Jones, and Barry Williams was there that night.
Was he?
So three heartthrobs on my wall there. So anyway, David, listen, happy Merry Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to you.
And to you too, man. How are you? How's your family?
Man, we're great. And I'm you know, I've seen you on different TV shows. I'm glad. It sounds like you've got things together. I know you had some issues. You've got things together.
Together in a big way, man.
I one question before we get to the Christmas CD, and then we'll be all about it.
Sure.
Your mom on the TV show The Partridge Family, but also your mom in real life.
Not my real mom.
Not your blood mom. But did her book made me uncomfortable? How uncomfortable did that book of hers make you?
I purposely, because I had heard about it.
Oh man,
it would have made me feel very uncomfortable, and you know, again. We all have a choice of how you want to exploit your fame, and usually by talking about your ex-husband and
father
of your children in a way that was really, I think, demeaning according to other people. I never read it.
It was rough. It was rough.
Yeah.
She said the sex was crazy awesome. You probably don't hear that. I don't even want to think about my. You know, David, forgive me. What a dick. What a dick I am. Forgive me.
Oh, no.
It slipped out.
Listen.
It slipped out.
Good. Yeah.
It slipped out. I shouldn't have said that, but I'm telling you, my just the thought of my parents together. Ugh.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Okay, so David Cassidy Christmas, and it's a Cassidy Christmas, everybody. What songs do you do?
I do an original song that Tony Romeo wrote for me called My Christmas Card to You. I did, for me, some of the songs that I connected with in a nostalgic way. Not a lot of the traditional, like the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting. I mean, that's been sung and resung 100 times. I think I'm the only person to ever record My Christmas Card to You, which is my favorite Christmas song of all time. Blue Christmas, Rockin' Around, Brenda Lee's version was really cool, but we do a little more soulful, a little more of a groove. And anyway, I recorded it live with my band in Chicago.
What theater?
Not in the theater, in the recording studio downtown, right across.
Well, hell, you should have come in. We could have done a night at the Arcata. We could have done La Scarola. You could have come by and had dinner with me and the kids. What the hell, Cassidy? Seriously, now I'm having a heart attack. We got to get this. It's available for download right now, or you can go to his website, David Cassidy.
Great.
Wait a minute. Turn. I love that song, but turn that off. David, we were talking earlier about you.
You were?
Yes. What year?
What kind of things were you saying?
We're saying good things.
Good things.
What year was I Think I Love You the number one song of the year?
70 to 71. It was the biggest selling single and one of the biggest selling singles of all time. And got nominated for Grammys that year, Album of the Year, New Artist, all the rest of it. So,
hey, handsome. Who are you up against there? The Beatles, right?
Yeah,
the Beatles and Zeppelin and all that music.
It was their last recorded album.
And who kicked the crap out of them? David Cassidy. He's really a great guy. And that book. That Shirley Jones book. Oh, man.
Get it on tape.
Oh, man.
And right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
This knocked the Beatles and Led Zeppelin off the charts.
I love that.
And was the number one song there. We were saying this earlier.